Captain's log, stardate 42686.4. We're en route to Starbase Montgomery for engineering consultations prompted by minor readout anomalies.
I would consider them insignificant.
What if you're wrong?
Sorry. But what if it is more than a mere discrepancy?
Then I'd say we have a problem.
Agreed. We will have Starbase Montgomery give us an independent reading.
Even if the molecular level controls have failed, we can still recrystallize the dilithium without outside help.
Don't worry, Data. My ego isn't at stake here.
Perhaps we can reprogram the system to correct the readout variables.
Well, that's certainly another option, but as we are stopping at Starbase Montgomery anyway, we'll let them do the analysis.
I don't recall Starbase Montgomery being on the mission itinerary.
I think we could all use a 12-hour layover. Besides, I've just received some personnel transfer directives. Priority matter.
Boarding or disembarking?
Captain Picard, we're within hailing range of Starbase Montgomery.
Go to half impulse bar. Will you join me in the observation lounge when you're done? I've just been recollecting the arrival of a new first officer on board the Enterprise and a manual docking confidently achieved. Now, I may have been somewhat miserly in my congratulations then, so let me make up for it now. The captain of the Starship Ares is retiring. Congratulations. You've been selected as his replacement.
The Ares, she's in the Vega Omicron sector.
Mm-hmm. And they have picked up indications of intelligent life form, though nothing confirmed.
Obviously, Starfleet will want to know more.
Well, that's why they're asking for you. Not for your military proficiency, but for your skill as an explorer and as a diplomat.
Vega Omicron. That'll take months at high warp just to get there.
But no guarantee of finding anything when you arrive. Well, you have 12 hours to think it over. And if it's not too premature, congratulations, Captain. Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before. Synchronous orbit.
Aye, sir.
Starbase Montgomery is sending a civilian advisor on board to brief you on the Ares mission.
Personal briefing?
A strategic attaché with specialized knowledge in the frontier regions. I think you'll find the briefing interesting.
I hope it's complete. Much of my decision will be based on it.
Commander Riker to transporter room 3.
Enjoy.
Anderson. Ah, you're right on time, Commander. He's on his way now.
Dad. You're the civilian advisor, the strategic attaché?
I asked Captain Picard to keep it quiet. I didn't want to make you nervous, excited.
It's been 15 years. Excitement is hardly the appropriate emotion.
You've done well. First officer on the Enterprise. Quite a feather in your cap.
I've worked hard.
Of course. I'm proud of you, son.
If you'll excuse me, I've got my duties to attend to. When you settle in, we can complete our briefing. Have security arrange an escort for this gentleman.
Aye, sir.
Worf, did you hear about Commander Riker's promotion?
Yes.
He didn't know his father was coming. He was completely surprised.
So?
Can you imagine if it was your father?
I never knew my father.
And I didn't have a father long enough to know him.
It is a waste of time to think of such things.
I wasn't thinking about it, but everybody needs somebody.
Enough!
You know, Starbase Montgomery really didn't have to send me all this help because I've already checked the entire dilithium spectrum for anomalous frequencies, so you don't have to waste your time on that. Wes, you okay?
I was just talking to Worf.
Yeah?
He's really eccentric at times.
That's one word for it.
He was really upset. I must have said something wrong.
Maybe Worf's just not too thrilled with the prospect of losing Commander Riker to a new assignment. I know I'm not.
Neither am I. But with Worf, it was something else. Something's really bothering him.
Think so, huh? Female?
No.
Career? Career?
Family.
That is trouble. You choose your enemies. You choose your friends. But family? That's in the stars.
So I've heard.
Kyle Riker.
Excuse me, lady.
Great to see you. Kyle, it's been a long time.
This is more than a surprise. It's total shock.
You mean you didn't bake me a cake?
You're actually here.
It makes two of us. How about a drink?
How about a kiss?
They know each other.
No kidding. Well, I know it, too. But we don't do that.
You look wonderful.
I know it has nothing to do with Commander Riker's new assignment.
No. His reaction was just the opposite of mine. Completely unaffected.
See, Wes? With all that's going on, maybe you're overreacting.
Really? You try talking to Worf, Geordi. I'm telling you, he is not normal for Worf.
There is, of course, a genetic predisposition toward hostility among all Klingons. But Worf has been unusually out of sorts.
Come on, he's never been much on charm.
Well, whatever is troubling him, I think we should try to help. He is our friend.
I, for one, want to keep him friendly.
Suggestion?
Empirical study. Monitor the subject.
Right. Watch the subject for any signs of unusual behavior.
That won't be difficult.
Within the norm of Klingon patterns, of course, discretion will be required.
Agreed. When do we start?
We will assist you as needed. You found the problem.
And you must solve it.
Okay.
Thank you. And after working out the Ferengis on battle strategies at the Tokyo base, I was asked to come here to work for Starfleet as a tactical advisor.
I'm surprised you stayed out of action as long as you did. Will, please join us. Your father and I are just catching up.
You never told me you knew him.
Well, it wasn't exactly a secret. It just never really came up.
Sit down, son. I'm ready for that briefing whenever you are.
Good to see you too, Graham.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be running for mayor, would you?
Do pickup work for the Federation long enough, and it'll happen to you too. I thought about you a lot.
Kyle, I don't need to hear what you don't need to say.
We could have been great together.
Possibly.
Is it true you got married?
Again. And again.
That makes you three for three, doesn't it?
I'm not complaining. Each was a good man, and we're all still good friends.
Like us?
Close, but different. Well, they were all a little more in touch with themselves.
Ouch.
Face facts, Kyle. You're crusty. You have a reputation for being hard as nails and getting the job done. But underneath it all, you're not so bad. Some of us even love you. And then there's Will.
And there's Will.
You know, Wesley should really be doing this on his own.
But he needs his study time. Can't believe you fell for that.
I don't know, Data. He looked perfectly normal to me.
In solitude, there is nothing to trigger unusual behavior.
Good point. Let's not tamper with the status quo.
But that would defeat the opportunity for our behavioral research. In all probability, he is simply lonely. We can relieve his anxiety through socialization.
Be my guest.
Excuse me, Lieutenant. You seem to have lost the will to communicate with others. You have friends here. We care about you. Why, just recently, Geordi Wesley and I were saying...
With all due respect, be gone! Sir.
He seems quite sincere in his desire for solitude.
Seeing is believing, huh?
I was 9 years old.
That is a fish you are holding.
And I didn't even catch it.
But it looks like you were...
Hooked it. My father took the rod away. He wouldn't let me reel it in. He was afraid that I would lose it.
You do not have good feelings for your father?
No, I... Well, I'm not sure what I'm feeling. What's on your mind?
You plan to lead the Enterprise?
I've been offered my own command.
I would like to join you.
I haven't accepted the assignment yet.
But, sir, it could be a dangerous mission. There may be the potential for combat.
That is not the purpose of the mission.
Still, to die a true hero...
Or... You've made your point.
then I know you will do the right thing.
Finally, we're alone. Maybe now we can talk.
I'm here for the briefing, sir.
All you need to know is here.
These mission details could have been transmitted.
I've been hearing some good things about you.
Then why haven't I heard from you?
I know, keeping in touch is not my strong suit. It's a funny thing about being a parent. There aren't any tech manuals. No quick readouts to get you through the next set of variables. You just gotta wing it from day to day. Will, when your mother died...
Excuse me. I've got to study this mission briefing.
Will, I came to the Enterprise because... Well, considering where you might be going, I wanted to... I'm here with my hand out, son.
Picked up the flu virus at our last stop at Nasraldine.
Sounds nasty. What's the therapy?
Tryptophan lysine distillate with a generous dose of PCS.
PCS?
Pulaski's chicken soup.
You haven't lost your touch, have you?
I like to help. When they hurt, I...
Dr. Pulaski's greatest medical skill is her empathy. You must be Commander Riker's father.
Yes, but how...
We've all heard about you, and I felt certain things.
This is Deanna Troi, ship's counselor.
Kyle Riker.
I thought you two should meet. Deanna's job is to keep us from deluding ourselves.
Let me guess. Betazoid.
At your service.
I have some lab work to do, if you'll excuse me.
Why do I get the feeling that this is a setup?
Because you're intelligent, wise, and quite correct.
Well, I've never been set up better, that's for sure.
You're also very anxious about something. It's Will, isn't it? You're not as close to him as you'd like to be.
Oh, I don't know. We both have pretty good taste in women, wouldn't you say?
I'd like to help you, if I can. If you'll let me.
Fine. What is it you want from me? I came here to bury the hatchet with my son, only to find out that the ground was frozen solid.
You don't seem to be the kind to give up so easily.
I didn't say I was giving up. It would just be nice to get a little something from him.
What is it you want from him?
I don't know. Acknowledgement, maybe, or...
Respect is earned, not bestowed.
Respect? I don't need that from him.
Perhaps you want him to be proud of you. You carry great pride in his accomplishments.
Absolutely. Look at him. First officer of the Enterprise. Just been offered his first command.
Yet you covet his success.
Please. He'd be lucky to have the career I've had.
True, you're well respected in your field.
I may have something of a reputation for excellence.
And false humility.
My guess is that Will finds you pretty fascinating. Candor seems to be a trait he admires.
Honesty is the trait he admires most. And you should honestly consider why you're so competitive with your own son.
Competitive? Maybe in the past. But I've come here to help Will prepare for his first task as captain.
Are you sure he'll accept such a dangerous assignment?
He'll accept it just because it is dangerous.
How can you be so sure?
Because I would. And we aren't so different, Will and I.
Come in.
You've seen your mission briefing?
Yes, I have.
Any questions?
No. Other than a question about the Ares' first officer.
Oh, yes. His name is Flaherty.
Yes. The briefing mentioned something about an uncanny linguistic skill.
That is an understatement, number one. The last time I saw Commander Flaherty, he spoke 40 languages. As I recall, among the more exotic were Romulan, Klingon, Guillemon, Stroyarian.
He speaks 40 languages?
He has this unique ability of instantaneously interpreting and extrapolating any verbal communication that he hears. You will find him very useful and effective, Vega Omicron.
Yes, I'm sure I will. Come in.
Oh, Captain Picard, at last. I'd like to thank you for all the help you've been to my son.
My only regret is that your reunion marks Will's farewell.
But he's ready for this command.
Oh, yes, I have no doubt.
Now, Captain, may I have a word with my son?
Yes, of course. Excuse me, gentlemen.
I won't be pushed into this decision. Oh, come on, Will. Don't you think you're ready for the Ares? Starfleet does.
Of course, because you're the best candidate for the job. I only want you to know I'm here if you need me.
I've been on my own since I was 15. I can take care of myself.
Please, spare me the pain of your childhood. I hung in for 13 years. If that wasn't enough, it's just too bad.
Computer would have corrected immediately.
Yeah, but maybe my inputs were incorrect.
Data! Shorty, I figured out what's problem.
You spoke to him?
No, I accessed the complete Klingon cultural database. It took me some time.
Okay, Wesley, slow down. What is the problem?
It's the 10th anniversary of Worf's Age of Ascension.
It's what?
The Klingon Age of Ascension. It's a ritual of great significance. A rite of initiation marking the new level of Klingon spiritual attainment.
And what is the significance of the anniversary of this event?
It's a day of celebration and ritual spent with one's fellow Klingon. Worf doesn't have any Klingon friends.
We're his friends.
Right, but we don't practice Klingon tradition, and we're not Klingons. Worf is feeling culturally and socially isolated.
So what are you suggesting? I mean, I'm not sure I want to invite a bunch of Klingons on board.
We can program the ship's computer to supply simulations on the holodeck.
Holographic Klingons? Sure, why not?
We need only to program the computer with details of the specific ceremony.
Now, the cultural database said that the Klingon family must attend.
So, we're his family, we'll go. I just wonder what kind of party the Klingons had in mind.
Did you get a minute?
Sure.
I wanted to apologize for my remark and tend forward. Your personal life is none of my business.
Even if it involves your father?
Even if it involves my father.
Did he ever tell you why he never remarried?
What woman would have him with an ego like that?
I would have, in a cold minute. Twelve years ago, Kyle Riker was civilian strategist advising Starfleet in its conflict with the Tholians. The starbase that he was operating from was attacked. None of the base crew was expected to live, and they all died. All except your father. Your father alone had the will to endure, to face the pain.
I never knew any of that about him.
I've never seen a man fight so hard in all my life.
And you fell in love?
Yes. And so did he. But marriage was out of the question. He had other priorities.
His career.
You know, if I were you, going out on the Ares, I'd jettison the emotional baggage you're still carrying around.
Now, the Klingon cultural database was very specific on the setting.
Now, let me guess. 20-piece orchestra, magnificent ballroom, everyone in formal wear.
Now, there was some unusual test of inner strength involved?
That would entail the use of Klingon pain sticks.
Pain sticks? Sounds lovely.
Enduring physical suffering is considered a Klingon spiritual test.
You mean in order for Worf to celebrate the anniversary of this ascension, he has to be hurt? And we have to witness this.
We are his family.
Come. Number one.
I'd be a fool to turn that promotion down, wouldn't I?
I don't know. And if you're asking me what I think you should do, I don't know that either.
I can't spell out for you, albeit crudely, what you're choosing between.
As the first officer of the Enterprise, you have a position of distinction, prestige, even glamour of a sort. You are the second in command of Starfleet's flagship. Still second in command. Your promotion will transfer you to a relatively insignificant ship in an obscure corner of the galaxy. But it will be your ship, and being who you are, it will soon be vibrant with your authority, your style, your vision. You know, there really is no substitute for holding the reins.
I'll need a little more time to make this decision.
Find anything yet?
Not yet.
There is nothing to find. No harm in checking, I guess.
Really? How would you like them to give the transporter operation a little once-over?
No problem. We're totally shipshape.
Oh, you're missing the point. It's just the idea that they even suspect a malfunction.
If I were not a consummate professional and an android, I would find this entire procedure insulting.
Thanks, Dave.
Chief, would you be able to attend a little party for Lieutenant Worf at 1700 hours?
Party for war? Sounds intriguing, yes?
Yeah? I'd be delighted. It's a surprise.
Oh, my lips are sealed.
I didn't want to leave without saying goodbye.
I don't like goodbyes. How about until next time?
How about until next time?
It's been a pleasure working with you, Commander.
The feeling is mutual, Counselor.
I'm supposed to know how everyone feels, but I can't read you right now.
Perhaps your own feelings are getting in the way.
My job is to help others sort out their emotions. My own feelings are beside the point.
Not to me. Our feelings are what make us all human.
Are you feeling sad?
I'm leaving at 2100 hours. Can I have a minute? I've practiced my best academy courtesy now. It's time for you to go.
It's time for us to have a talk. So lower your shields.
I'm asking you to leave or I'll...
Or you'll what? You know, it's a shame there's no Anbo Jitsu ring nearby.
Really? There is. Deck 12, gymnasium.
We could clear the air once and for all.
You're on.
Scuttlebutt says you wanted to see me.
That's right. I thought I knew you, Kyle.
You do, as well as anyone.
Then what is this I hear about an Anbo Jitsu match with Will?
You've heard.
Haven't we grown beyond the point where we resolve our problems with physical conflict?
I think you're overreacting.
I'm overreacting. You're the one that's coming out to fight with his own son.
Don't think of it as a fight, Kay. Think of it as more of a contest.
And suppose one of you is injured?
I know where to find a good doctor. Kay.
Kyle.
Will and I have been playing Anbo Jitsu ever since he was 8 years old, and he knows how to take care of himself. And so do I.
Don't take this personally. But Will is in his prime.
And I'm no spring chicken. I know. Don't worry. He's never been able to beat me.
Computer, is this it?
Correct. Klingon Rite of Ascension Chamber.
Is this really necessary? If we want to get Worf through his problems, it's...
Computer, please give us Klingon personnel appropriate to this event. These images have been specifically programmed for Ascension Rites.
Cute bunch. May use those? Those are Klingon pain sticks. I once saw one of them used against a 2-ton rectine monopod. Poor creature jumped 5 meters at the slightest touch. Finally died from excessive cephalic pressures.
You mean...
That's right. The animal's head exploded like...
I think that's enough, Chief O'Brien.
I do not enjoy riddles, Counselor.
You will enjoy this one.
I'm in no mood for trifling or games. Not today.
I know what an important day this is for you. The anniversary of your Rite of Ascension.
You know about that?
All your friends on board do.
That is impossible. It is a secret known only to Klingons.
And certain resourceful young ensigns.
Wesley Crusher. What does he know about it?
Just bear with me.
Where are we going?
The holodeck.
This is truly trying my patience, Counselor.
I think you will approve.
You're not coming in?
No.
Open.
Extreme duress.
That's wrong. The battle is mine. I
with only the blood of the enemy. It is... The fire of the banquet blows over my hands.
Lieutenant Wolf, all right?
He's never been happier.
So it was a good ceremony.
Well, let's just say that I was not about to stay around for refreshments.
Klingon culture is not in your taste.
I'm just glad that humans have progressed beyond the need for barbaric display.
Have they? Commander Riker and his father are in the gymnasium, about to engage in a barbarism of their own.
Don't remind me. It's something of which I do not approve.
In spite of human evolution, there are still some traits that are endemic to gender.
You think that they're going to knock each other's brains out because they're men?
Human males are unique. Fathers continue to regard their sons as children, even into adulthood, and sons continue to chafe against what they perceive as their father's expectations of them.
It's almost as if they never really grow up at all, isn't it?
Perhaps that's part of their charm. And why we find them so attractive.
Particularly men like Commander Riker.
And his father.
I hope they don't injure each other.
And Bojutsu, the ultimate evolution in the martial arts.
I remember my early lesson.
You could never get used to the sightless factor. Or to losing.
True. But I've had 15 years to practice.
Well, let's see if you've learned anything. Anati one gatamakma.
And remember it. You should have been the one to die, not her. Oroshiku. Omogashima.
Good. Get it all out. Oroshiku onegashima. Understand. And I was too hurt to explain.
You were never too hurt for anything.
She was your mother, but she was my wife. And when she died, all that kept me going was you.
You had a strange way of showing it.
I came here thinking we could talk this out. Or maybe you're right. Maybe I am no father, and you're no son. And this fight is all we have left.
What is it now?
You can't do that.
What?
Hachi Don Carrizo, it's illegal.
You're kidding. All these years. That's why I never won. You were cheating.
It worked, didn't it? Kept you coming back for more.
Incredible. Cheated me. How'd you get away with it?
You were just a kid. By the time you were 12 years old, I knew I couldn't take it, but I had to keep you interested. I had to keep you challenged, didn't I?
I always hated you for that.
Damn it, Will! You were barely out of diapers when she died. You hardly knew her. I loved her. Of course, you carried the pain. So did I. I should have explained this to you a long time ago, but it hurt too much. And then the wall grew up between us. Living there, you and me, the wall got bigger. You know, it's funny. I can talk to a whole room full of admirals about anything in the galaxy. But I can't talk to you about how I feel. How do you feel?
How do you think? I love you, son. I've got to get back to the Starbase.
No. I'm glad you came.
Be careful now, okay?
Base Montgomery's briefing specialist and analytical team have beamed down, sir.
Ah. What were the analytical team's findings?
They suggested we reprogram the system to correct the readout variables.
Precisely what Commander Data recommended, as I recall.
At least, it gave Commander Riker the opportunity to consider his promotion. Now that he's accepted, we can leave him at Starbase Montgomery.
Number one.
Captain?
With your permission, I've decided to stay on board the Enterprise.
Granted.
Thank you, sir.
Take us out of orbit, Ensign Crusher.
Breaking synchronous orbit, sir.
Set course for Beta Coupe 6. That is still our destination. Velocity, warp factor 5.
Course and speed set, sir.
Any particular reason for this change of heart?
Motivated self-interest. Right now, the best place for me to be is here.
Engage.